Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiur HaMadaf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Et Shalom. We are now in Masachet Menachot, about to begin our study of this second Masachet in Seder Kodashim. And Menachot, as the name suggests, is focused on the offering of bringing of grain offerings, Menachot, to the Mikdash. And as we will see, much of it parallels what we studied in Masachet Zvachim. Indeed, this first Mishnah that we have on Daf Bet Amud Aleph parallels the first few Mishnayot, indeed all of the first parak of Masachet Zevachim. So it will seem very familiar. Kol ha-menachot she-nikmetzu shelo lishman. Please take a look at the handout, at the introduction that I've given about the different kinds of menachot and the different avodot involved in a mincha. Kol ha-menachot she-nikmetzu shelo lishman. So if somebody did the komets of a mincha, shelo lishman, we'll see what that means. K'sherot ela shelo alu ala ba'alim shem chova, just like with a korban, it is a valid korban, but it does not count for the one who brought it. Chutz minchat chote, minchat knaot, except for a minchat chote, brought by somebody who cannot afford to bring a full korban chatat for certain sins. We dealt with them in Masachet Shvuot, korban olev yored. This is the bottom level. Minchat knaot is the special barley offering brought by the accused woman, the sotat. Minchat chote, minchat knaot, shekmatzan shelo lishman, or Natan Bekli, which is the second piece, Hilech, third piece, Hiktir, fourth piece, the fourth Avodah, Shelo Lishman, O Lishman, Shelo Lishman, or Shelo Lishman, Lishman, whether the first part was Lishman, the second part was Lishman, in either order, then Psulot. Ketzal Lishman, Shelo Lishman, how does that work? L'shem Minchat Chote, L'shem Minchat Nedava. So if you brought a Minchat Chatat, and the first part you did Kmitzah L'shem Chatat, but then you did the Haktara, L'shem Minchat Nedava, or Shalishman Lishman, Shemichat Nedava, L'shem Minchat Chote. Okay, the first thing the Gemara is interested in is the same exact thing as the beginning of Zvachim. Lama Lemitnai Ella. Why does the Mishnah say Ella Shalo Alu Labalim Shem Chova? It should have said Vet Lo. Litni Velo Alu Labalim Shem Chova. Kamashlan Labalim or Lo Alu Shem Chova. They do not count for the owners, but HaMincha Gufa Ksheira. But it is a valid Mincha. Asur l'shanuye, and you are not allowed to then further subvert the proper intent. You have to then continue with it properly. Kedurava da'amarava ola sheshchata shel lishma asur l'shoktama shel lishma. Just because you did the first avodah v'an ola improperly doesn't mean you can continue to do it improperly. Ba'item asfarai, ba'item akrai. It could be based on just reasoning. It could be based on a pasuk. Ba'item asfara, which is mishum nebashani ba'kohani lishni ba'venezel. Just because you made one mistake doesn't mean you should make more mistakes. Or you could bring a pasuk. The Torah refers to your obligation to maintaining what you committed to Hashem as you took a neder, and then it calls it a nedava. Nedava, nederhu. The answer is that it's called both. Why? If you do it properly, then it's a neder, and you fulfill your obligation. You accept it, hare alai. V'im la v'hei nedava. But if not, it's still brought as a nedava. When a nedava, mishare l'shnayiba. You're not allowed to take a nedava and to just willy-nilly give improper intents when you are doing the various performance rituals. Okay. Le'mad nithin lo k'Rabbi Shimon. Let us recommend that our Mishnah cannot be attributed to Rabbi Shimon. Tanya Rabbi Shimon Omer. V'menachot sh'nikmetzu shelo lishman k'sherot v'alu labalim shem chova. He says something quite radical, which is if you do the komets of a mincha l'shelo lishman, it's fully good and the owners get credit for it. Why? Shein ha-menachot domot lizvachim, because mincha is not like a zevach. Shakomets machavat l'shum macheshet. If you did the komets from a machavat, which is a a pan fry mincha, and you say I'm doing it l'shum macheshet, maseh mochachin aleh. Everybody can see that it's a pan fry, not a deep fry. If you bring a mincha that is not no oil, and you say this is a blula, one that has oil, everybody sees there's no oil. Okay, and you can't say the same about zvachim, about animal offerings. Shchita achat lekulan, zrika achat lekulan, kabbalah achat lekulan. Shchita is the same, zrika is the same, kabbalah is the same, and therefore your intent really could subvert it. Now that's Rabbi Shimon. Ha-nechel Ravashi, now we're going to see in a little bit that Rabbi Shimon himself is contradicted from his own, from right to representing him. And there are three resolutions to it. Rav Ashi, and going backwards, Rava, and earliest, Rabba, So Rav Ashi's resolution will work here. The Amar Kan Mekometz Machavat L'Shum Mar Cheshet, Kan Mekometz Minchat Machavat L'Shum Minchat Mar Cheshet. When do we say that it is fully valid? When you took a Machavat, you say L'Shum Mar Cheshet. The phrase that you use doesn't mean anything, and we'll see why. And therefore, it's totally good. But if you say L'Shum Minchat Mar Cheshet, you call it a Korban Mar Cheshet, give it that name, then it's subverted, then we have an easy solution, and matnitin mincha l'shum minchahi. Then our Mishnah will be a case, Rabbi Shimon could be logged on to our Mishnah, and he would say, our Mishnah is a case where you say it, I'm bringing it l'shem minchat nedava, or minchat chote, or something else, and then indeed it won't be valid. Well, the Rabbah v'Rabbah ma'ikul memra, they give different answers. Chitema de kadekam ashani Rabbah, maybe Rabbah's answer will work here also. Kan mishinui kodesh, kan mishinui balim. How does Rabbah reconcile the two contradictory statements of Rabbi Shimon? One is Shinui Kodesh, when you said a different kind of mincha, then it is totally valid. Kan Mishinui Baalim, when you said it's for a different person, then it's invalid. Then you could possibly suggest that our Mishnah is Bishinui Baalim and Rabbi Shimon could be signed on. That doesn't work. I'm an ancient Shinui Kodesh, who our Mishnah is about Shinui Kodesh. Diktani, it's Alishman, Shalishman, the Shumin Chat Chotem, Shumin Chat Ndava. Shalolishman, and our Mishnah is clearly about a different kind of korban, not a different owner. V'inami kana kama shani Rava. Maybe we'll take Rava's answer, which is kan mekometz mincha l'shum mincha, kan mekometz mincha l'shum zevach. When is it invalid in Rabbi Shimon's world, according to Rava? When you're commenting, you say, I'm doing it as an ola, an asha. When you do it from one mincha to another, then it's totally valid. That won't work either, because I'm anith mincha l'shum mincha. Our Mishnah is talking about doing one mincha for another mincha. Tani shalishman l'shman, l'shem minchat ndava, l'shem minchat chotei. The wrong one you said was also mincha. So Rava couldn't say that. Both Rava and Rava would have to say, according to their own resolutions of Rabbi Shimon, our Mishnah could not be authored by Rabbi Shimon. Only Rav Ashi could possibly squeeze him in. Now, let's see where this all comes from. Rami to Rabbi Shimon, ad Rabbi Shimon. What's the contradiction? We had our first brayta where Rabbi Shimon said, all menachot, even if they're done incorrectly with the wrong intent, they are totally valid. The mincha, Torah says about in Perek Vav of Vayikra, it's kodesh kodashim hi kachatat v'ka'asham. Why is it compared to a chatat and an asham? Shven kachatat v'yishven ka'asham. Some menachot are like a chatat, some like an asham. Because remember, from the very beginning of Zvachim, not according to Eliezer, but according to everybody else, a chatat, shelo lishma is pasul. An asham shelo lishma is kasher. Minchat chote erei kechatat. So minchat chote is like a chatat. That's the mincha that's like a chatat. Pichak matzah shlo lishma psula kechatat. It's pasul, just like a chatat. Minchat nedavari kehasham. But another mincha, a voluntary mincha, for instance, is like an asham. Pichak matzah shlo lishma kshira. Then it's valid. Uke asham, we continue the parallel. Ma asham kasher veino meratzeh. Just like an asham, if done, shlo lishma is valid, but it does not count for the owner. Af minchat nedavari kshira veino meratzeh. So therefore, that statement of Rabbi Shimon is exactly in line with our Mishnah. However, we have the other bright of Rabbi Shimon who said, all menachot shelo lishma are totally valid and they count. So what's the resolution? So we're going to go backwards now. We already saw allusions to this. Amar Rabba lo kasha kan mishuni kodesh, kan mishuni ba'alim. Meaning, when you said minchat nedava instead of minchat chote or something of that sort, then it's totally valid 100%. Because maaseh mochinale, you could see what kind of pan it was in. You could see what it has with it. But shinui baalim, when you substitute a wrong name of an owner, then there's nothing obvious about it, and then it's pasul. Amar le Abaye. Abaye says, mechti machshava de pasal rachmana hekeshahi. After all, the fact that shinui baalim and shinui kodesh are compared to each other via hekesh, we learned that in the beginning of Zvachim. So what do I care whether shinui kodesh or shinui baalim? Either way, it should be equal. Whatever Rabbi Shimon says about one, say about the other. So your resolution shouldn't work. Amarle, so Rabba said to his nephew, Maaseh mochichin dekam Rabbi Shimon svarahi. When Rabbi Shimon said Maaseh mochichin, what he said was, he was using reasoning. The Rabbi Shimon Doresh Tam Dekra, as we all know, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is Doresh Tam Dekra, meaning he interprets the reason for the law. What's the reason? Machshavat lo minkara pasul rachmano, shod minkara lo pasul rachmano. Why did the Torah invalidate machshava, meaning an intent, can invalidate a korban? That's only machshava, where you can't see what the guy really meant. So therefore, his statement, l'shem this, is all that we have to go on. But when you could see from his actions that the korban really is something different, then his statement, his erroneous statement, is ignored. And therefore, here, ma'aseh mochichin aleha really is part of their interpretation of the halacha. Now, elamiata olata of shemal kalamala mishum chatata of teratzeh. If that's the case, and if you have an olata of, and you do malik of the olata of, on the upper side of the mizbeach, and you say it's the chatata of, it should be accepted. Because ma'aseh mochichin aleha olata of, you could see from where the guy's doing it that it's an olah, chatat, ha'ofi lamata v'yavila, you would have done it below the chuta sikra. The answer is, well, that particular case won't work, because atu chatata of lamala mileta, you could do malika above. Ha'mamar malika b'chol makom ha'mizbeach shura. You could actually do malika anywhere in the azara. You want to do it near the mizbeach for convenience. You could do it anywhere. So doing the malika above doesn't tell you automatically it's an olah ta'of. Fine, but fine-tune the question. Olah ta'of shemitzad damal umala l'shem chatat ha'of teratzeh. So if you did mitsui, in other words, you did the squeezing of the dam, which is what you do with the olah ta'of, and you did it above on the upper side of the mizbeach, but you said l'shem chatat ha'of, it should be acceptable. Because ma'aseh mochichin aleh, you could see from where he's doing it that it's an olah. If it was a chatat of, he would have been doing it below. So Amri, the answer they gave is Dilma Mitsui Devator Hazahu. Who says? Maybe people would see it and see that he already did, it was a chatat, he said a chatat, he did the hazah below, and now he's squeezing it out above. Sure, you could do Mitsui anywhere, up or down. So again, we're trying to find a case where there is only one way to interpret what we see, and therefore, we're going to ignore what you said, if it's erroneous. So, chatata of shizad dama lamata l'shem olata of teratzeh. Let's say you had a chatata of, and you did the hazaa below, and you said olata of. There, ma'aseh mochichin aleha de chatata ofi. There, it's clear that it's chatata of, because olata ofi l'mala v'yavidla. First of all, you would have done it above. Umitzu yavidla, you wouldn't have done hazaa. There is no hazaa for olata of. You just take the head off, and you push the blood up against the mizbeach. There's no hazaa. So therefore, when you do chatata of properly, but say it's lolata of, it should be valid according to Rabbi Shimon. So according to the way that Rabbi interprets it, hachanami, the truth is, you're right. If you look carefully at Rabbi Shimon's words, his words are that menachot are not like zvachim. They are like ofot, where ofot, you can really tell from where he did it and how he did it, at least in some cases, what the intent is, and therefore his invalid machshava will not foul it up, according to Rabbah's version of Rabbi Shimon in that particular case. Okay, we're going to pick it up. We're really in the middle of the discussion. We're going to pick it up on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph at Kodshei Kodashim and further challenges to Rabbah's interpretation of Rabbi Shimon. Then we will see Rava and Rav Ashi's resolution to the problem. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day and welcome to the very exciting study of Masechet Menachot.